Okay, well, first of all, Victor, thank you for being with us today.
Welcome. I'm always happy to be on Radio Results.
Well, the UPPAA, tell me what that is first before we talk about what's going on here this spring.
Absolutely. UPPA, the UP Publishers and Authors Association, we're a nonprofit that's been around since 1998, and our whole reason for existence is to do two things: to help promote UP literature as a brand, as it were, and to educate authors and writers and people who are interested in the literary arts on how to do their thing, but do it better.
Now, I don't recall you guys doing something for kids, young writers, specifically anyway. They've always been welcome, I guess, but you have two events or two things, a workshop and a conference coming up. Why don't you explain how that, you know, decision-making was to try to get more kids involved?
Sure. During our annual conference in spring of 2023, Rahima Clarkin of Hancock came up to me and asked me, you know, if we could have something that was specifically devoted to young writers, because she is a writing coach and tutor, and she finds a lot of kids are interested. I'm like, that's a great idea. Why aren't we doing that? We've been trying to, you know, move into the young writers space with our Dandelion Cottage short story writing contest, but this will be something where we can actively engage with the young writers on site, as it were. So it's actually this year, the design is to have two conferences at once. We'll have our regular conference in Marquette at the Peter White Public Library that's graciously hosting us yet again on May 18th, 2024. And some of the rooms will be devoted to the Young Writer Storytelling Workshop, and other rooms will be devoted to our standard venue tracks, which are designed for, you know, adult writers.
Okay, so how can the young writers get involved? Because this is something new that they're not going to be familiar with, and I also imagine you'll be reaching out to a lot of schools and the colleges up here?
Yes, we'll be starting registration officially on March 1st. If the parents of the writer are already members of the UP Publishers and Authors Association, then their children can attend the storytelling workshop at no cost whatsoever. If they aren't, that's okay. There's just a $15 fee. We're just trying to cover, you know, the bare expenses of getting the workshop going. And when it's available, you'll be able to go to our UPPAA website, and there'll be clear on the homepage. It'll say, you know, register here for the conference. Click here for young writers. Click here for regular writers.
Okay. Anything else you want to let people know right now about especially branching out into the for the young people?
Sure. We have four brilliant writers who are published that are leading the four sessions that our young writers will be participating in, and the consensus developed that it shouldn't be like four disconnected sessions. It should be four sessions that focus different aspects of storytelling that build on each other. So for some writers, by the end of the day, they'll have a complete story or the bones of a story. So it's a building block approach. The early session is about conflict and why it's important. And then we'll talk about character development and how to create exciting characters. And then we'll talk about, you know, making a setting that's engaging to the reader. And at the end of this process, we hope they'll have some two or three ideas that they can take away and go home and write on their own.